morning. This is Lance Kenmore with the Kenmore team, and I would like to welcome you to this week's edition of the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. As always, you can contact me, Lance Kenmore, anytime direct on my cell phone at 727-8977 or visit us on the web at kenmoreteam.com. Once again, I always like to thank John for hosting and everybody here at the station for working to make this happen. John, how have you been?
Well, doing good. The temperature extremes are just whacked.
Yeah, I mean, 97, 70, wind,
rain,
sun. So
Warm again.
I will say, though, we did string together three or four pretty amazing days there. So
showing days.
Yes, absolutely. Showing days. And I tell you what, the market is on fire. I feel like anything that didn't happen during Snowmageddon has now happened and pending. We've been setting records for pending transactions and sales, and it is very, very busy, and we like it that way. So we always like to start off with our crazy national, sometimes celebrity housing story. And this one is that former First Lady Laura Bush, her childhood home is for sale in Texas. So this is a three-bedroom, three-bath house in Midland that is on the market for $425,000, which moderately priced compared to some of the ones that we have in this category. She was an only child of Harold and Jenna Welch, and she actually lived in this house as a teenager from 61 to 63. And so it's a little bit interesting when you do some comparisons, though, to say what factor does that add? So Midland population just over 100,000. The median house price there is $215,000, and they're asking $425,000 for this. So this is on the higher end. However, this house does have a carport, an extra bath, and a small guest house attached to it. So even though it's a little bit higher priced, they are also throwing in, I call the historical factor.
Yes.
And actually, the last three owners, so it's had three owners since Laura's family owned it, and they actually have kept her bedroom and bathroom, attached bath, in original condition.
Wow.
So it's still preserved. So there you go. You can own some presidential history in Midland, Texas for $425,000, McKay.
That's pretty good.
Not too bad.
Yeah.
On a national level, we always like to also keep up with statistics and what's happening there. And one of the things that we're looking at is what is the national home ownership rate and how is that trending? So currently, that's been sitting right around 63.5%. Now, the highest figure that this has ever been is second quarter of 2004. The home ownership rate reached an all-time high of 69.2%. So, but first quarter of 2017 was screaming along, and it was 70%. So we saw a lot of first-time home buyers back into the market, taking advantage of low interest rates before they start to rise, and pretty good amounts of appreciation again in most of the metropolitan markets. Now, on today's subject, we always like to take what is happening out there in the marketplace with real estate and bring that into the show. So there's a couple things that have been happening. We're going to put the spotlight today on property management. We've kind of seen the local business landscape of property management changing over the last few months. There's some new national players, some franchises in the market. We've also had increased capacity of some well-run local management companies. And then you have a number of investors starting to look at this market because on a national level, when you look at our stats, our market has performed so well, you start to get some of those looks from the larger national companies. So you get investors coming in, you get some institutional investors coming in, and you also get people, a lot of times, they start to move money out of states like California, Arizona, Nevada, and they start to, as they expand, they look at other West Coast states to invest in. Mm-hmm. So as we've seen that come about, we have had more people than ever shopping around for property management service. So I wanted to get back in the studio with us the managing broker of Kenmore Team Property Management Division, RJ Lang. RJ, welcome back to the show.
Thank you very much.
So you have been busy since the last time we had you on the show. You've been adding a lot of properties to your rental portfolio, talking with numerous investors and filling those properties so that those owners can get good returns. That's kept you out of trouble, it looks like.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, definitely. It's kept me busy, that's for sure.
So tell me this, when an owner of a property is considering converting it to an investment, or they're going out there, they're shopping for that property management company, what are some of the key differences with Kenmore Team Property Management and that you do over on that side of the business?
Right. Well, in speaking with some of the people that have come from other property management companies, they've said that we are very effective with communication and we're very professional. They really like that we use new technologies and our accounting systems. They can really appreciate because they're very transparent.
You know, and that's a big one. When it comes down to it, you know, people talk about financial institutions and you're managing people's money. That's really effectively what you're doing. And there's kind of a higher standard and a higher level of care that's needed there, where that's one of the biggest things I hear from people, too, is you've got to have an accounting system that makes it transparent to the owner, because the owner's looking every month. If they're not seeing the property in your managing it, that is really kind of their indication of how they're doing, is those numbers. So what types of things do you report on a monthly basis with those reports?
Well, whatever fees that are incurred, and then if there was any problems with the property, of course, we give them their expenses, but we include also the invoices as well, so they see exactly what happened, what needed to be done, and make sure that they're up to date and always informed on their properties.
So that they don't have to. You're coordinating those repairs, you're documenting and copying those invoices, finalizing the accounting, deducting that from the rents, and then presenting all of this to the owner. Now, is that done on a quarterly basis, yearly?
Yes, that's done monthly.
So you're doing that every month. You're getting that report.
Absolutely.
So they really do have up-to-the-date information about what's going on.
Yep, and then they have with an online portal system, they can access that each month anytime they want to online. That speaks to the technology portion of
it. So if they lose the paperwork or they're moving or they're in another state, they can just jump on anywhere they're at and check that out.
Anytime.
All right. That sounds good. Hopefully from a boat in the Caribbean. And then you're just managing the properties,
that's
right?
That's great. Absolutely.
Okay. Now, a little bit more about property management and some of the things that I see, not just from maybe an owner that has a property, but this will go speak to owners. So I was doing a little bit of research because this is one of the biggest questions we get. Every time I see a property come for rent, tenants are potentially calling in and looking. And so I wanted to say, what is going on? Because it feels like there's more of these calls than we used to get. And that is, are you accepting pets? So I did a little bit of research and looked up McKay. And actually, what's interesting to note is that recently, in the last year, millennials have outpaced the percentage of pet ownership of baby boomers. Traditionally, baby boomers had the largest percentage ownership of pets, but now it's millennials, 35.2% of the millennial population are pet owners. Baby boomers are just down closer to 30. So, you know, when you're looking at putting a property for rent, or you know, when we're looking at 35%, and actually the national rate, when you take that and you look at the national rate of pet ownership, is 44% in the U.S. So from an owner's perspective, let's say, are you going to decide to get rid of or ignore potentially 44% of your market? Or so you immediately then, let's say if you say no pets as an owner, then yes, then now 44% of the population that you were potentially looking at is no longer an option for your property.
Because people are not going to give up their animals.
Right. Absolutely. That's very important. I mean, most of the time that is considered part of the family. Now, this has nothing to do with property management, McKay, but do you want to guess what percentage of households own dogs?
47.
You were a little high there. 36% own dogs. It's less for cats. You'll be happy to hear that, McKay.
Well, that's kind of figures.
30% for cats. And then just, I threw a few outliers in there. We don't see this very often, and there's a reason. Bird ownership is at 3.1%. And then below that is horses at 1.5.
Probably so, ferrets and
Then it drops drastically off. So
snakes.
Back to real estate. Back to the real estate portion of that is RJ. You've got to take a lot of these calls. And how do owners and tenants come together with a pet situation? How do you guys handle that on property management?
So the discussion that we have initially when we talk about listing their property for property management or for rental, we discuss the risk that they're going to take on if they're going to allow for pets, because we want to be very upfront about it to make sure that they know that there are some that ruin it for everybody that are not responsible with their pets. And so this is what scares a lot of owners in regards to investment properties.
Absolutely. And so how do they mitigate that risk as an owner?
Exactly. So what we require is a pet fee. Typically, for one dog, we would require $300, or one cat if they were to allow it. Usually, we don't allow any pets at this time. But for two dogs, let's say, then we'd be looking at $500. And this is a non-refundable pet fee. Just a fee for risk for the owners.
And then on the opposite side of the equation, when we've got 44%, if generally owners come and say, hey, I don't want to do pets. But then on the other side of that, when you're a pet owner, how do you navigate that? And what are some of the things you can do to help your application be accepted or looked at by landlords if you are a pet owner?
Right. This is where some tips can come in handy. So the tips that I have for anybody that has pets that's having troubles to find a property, you need to express that you're responsible with your pets. And the way to do this is to provide a pet resume or previous landlord referrals. If you can provide those to whoever you're meeting with at that property to view, you have definitely upper hand on the game.
This is fantastic. I didn't talk to RJ about this before the show. I'm just asking him these questions unscripted. Did you just say pet resume?
Yeah, I was gonna it's got the paw print on it.
That is the absolute best idea I have heard. So you get your previous landlords to say, I've known, this dog, or I've had this cat on my property, and they have been fantastic with that is a great idea.
Yes.
Okay, very good. Folks, you heard it first. When you're shopping for that rental in a hot and tight market and you have pets, make sure you've updated the pet resume. When we come back from the break, we're going to talk a little bit more about property management and what's going on in the real estate market.
And what needs to be in your pet resume on News Talk 870.
Whoa. Welcome back to the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. We've been talking about a little bit of a different twist and topic on the real estate show. And before the break, we were actually going over some tips. We talked about how pet ownership has been increasing, and especially increasing in the millennial generation, and how you navigate that in a rental situation. A lot of times people will be moving to an area, getting a rental for 6 months or a year while they check out the area. They might be doing a temporary job assignment for a couple of years, and they definitely don't want to leave Fido at home or somewhere else for that long of a period of time. They want it, he's part of the family. Let's bring him along. So before the break, we talked a little bit about establishing a pet resume to help you when you're searching for properties. And then just kind of taking that back one step to a little bit more basic level is, RJ, where should people be looking for these rentals?
Yeah, there's a couple places where you should be looking and several where you shouldn't. And let's start with where you should be looking. I find that most of the quality tenants that end up applying, we find from mostly our website at KenmoreTeamPropertyManagement.com, where they find the listing that they're looking for, but also on the Zillow Rental Network. And that has Hot Pads. We've got Trulia on there as well, and then Zillow itself. Those are the best places to go check out any rentals that you're looking for. Now, there's another website called Lovely that I get a lot of leads from, or a lot of applicants from. I haven't visited it personally and haven't heard much about it. But a couple that I wanted to touch on was the social media as well, and Facebook in particular. There's a Tri-City Rentals page. I've seen a couple of rentals posted on there. I think a lot of them are private owners that go ahead and post, but I've seen some companies also. I have posted on there a couple of times. I haven't gotten anything quality that comes out of there. So avoiding the social media and Facebook, and just maybe to view if it comes up or if a friend recommends it, go on Zillow and make sure it's reputable and make sure to see if that's actually working. One to definitely stay away from is Craigslist. We don't typically even post on Craigslist unless it's absolutely necessary and we're getting desperate. There's just a lot of things going on there.
Well, there is, RJ, and I can speak to from a real estate standpoint, and this is always floating around there, is there's a lot of scamming that goes on with real estate listings on Craigslist. Mm-hmm. And a very popular one is that scammers will find a potentially vacant home that is for sale. Then they will steal all of those pictures and information about the home from the listing, the for sale listing in the county assessor site. And they will get that public information, garner all those pictures, and then they will post a new ad that says for rent. And generally, you're attracted to click on it because they post it at a rental amount that is far below market. Mm-hmm. So you seem attracted by the low price. Generally, what happens, though, is as you investigate further, they ask you to send some sort of money or deposit to mail it somewhere. And that should be your immediate first red flag. Yes. If someone is unwilling, they usually claim they're out of town or on a trip and they cannot meet you at the property. If someone is unwilling or unavailable to meet you at their office, preferably, and then secondly, at the property, if they're unwilling to do that, that should be a huge red flag. So please note that we are a property management company that has a physical office in Kennewick. You can come to our office, talk to us, see the property, see the people that are working in our office. That is when you know you can have a safer feeling about what you're applying for. These people a lot of times will steal your credit information, ask for deposits, and the next thing you know, what's happened is it's compromised your identity, and now you were starting to look because you needed a place to rent, and now you can't rent a place. twice because it's affected your credit and your identity. So please be weary of dealing with third parties that are not local, that are not here, and that you cannot go talk to the person in charge there. So great, great tip, RJ, about staying away from those type of ads for sure. Now, RJ, we always like to have what I call on the real estate sales side a pick three. We always like to get from you, what would be your picks right now of rentals that are available, some of your hot properties that are available for rent?
Right. I've got a couple that I really like out right now, and one in each city. I've got one in Richland that's at Adair Drive. That's a four-bedroom, three-bath, 3,854 square feet. It's a Rambler with a basement. It's got awesome views. It also is off the master and living room balconies. Could be furnished. That's negotiable. Also, it may allow for pets as well, depending on if you're responsible. Right?
There you go.
That's where the pet resume comes in.
That's where the pet resume comes into play.
Yes,
okay.
Absolutely. So, and that's going for $26.95 a month. Now,
so that's a turnkey situation, you said, furnished, right. Upper-end type home. So somebody that was coming on a one-year work assignment, if you knew somebody doing that or wanted to check the area out, they could come here, and that's turnkey, ready to go.
It is. It is ready to go.
Awesome. Very interesting one.
Okay. Another one I have is in Kennewick. That's on Skagit Drive up in Fountain Hills. Three-bedroom, two-bath. It also has some views, and it's a patio home. 1,422 square feet, three-bedroom, two-bathroom. That's going for $14.95 a month.
Man, I like that one because I can walk to the movie theater and then have dinner at Olive Garden and come home.
Yeah.
I don't even have to drive anywhere.
You can walk to the Kenmore Team property management office.
Okay, perfect. I love it.
All right. The last one I have is over in Pasco, 4410 Campolina Lane. That's a four-bedroom with an office or flex room, two-and-a-half bath, 2,707 square feet. That's for $19.95 a month. It's got an exceptionally landscaped backyard with an awesome balcony over the back.
Very, very good information on the pick three for the rentals there. I am going to toss out a couple on the sales side. Super excited about a new listing, 5800 Glenbrook Loop in West Richland. Now, this is a four-bedroom, four-bath stucco custom home on almost an acre. It has a completely separate with its own entrance in-law suite and a 60 by 50 mega dream shop. I mean, this place is incredible. So total square footage, 3,875. Awesome, awesome gourmet kitchen, granite counters. So dialed in house, almost an acre, huge shop, four bays, two 10-foot doors, two 12-foot doors, loft storage. This place is crazy, crazy cool property, coming in at $599.9. Pick number two, this is in Connell, 152 Gum Street. Now, if you're looking for a completely renovated, move-in ready property, this is a four-bed, two-bath Rambler in Connell, 1,440 square feet, split bedroom design, private master suite with attached full bath, tile floors in the kitchen. Very, very well done property, and that's priced at $140,000. Pick number three is at 5800 Grant Street in West Richland. Now, this is a three-bedroom, three-bath home on 1.2 acres with a great, great view of West Richland. 2,700 square feet, big kitchen, big breakfast bar and island. Very, very, very well done. Tile and hardwood flooring through the main living areas and the kitchen bathrooms. You've got paved RV parking pad with the electric, water, and sewer hookups. And the third bay of the garage is a really cool design with a pass-through bay door. That property's coming in at $385,000. So there are some, whether you're looking to rent or buy, there are some fantastic opportunities out there right now in the marketplace. We are seeing that late spring, early summer spike with new inventory. Granted, it is going fast, but there are a lot of new opportunities coming and going from the market right now at a much faster pace than we've seen the last 4 months. So if you need any information on that, please let us know. Last thing, as we wrap up, RJ, I know you guys are expanding on the property management side. That thing is growing. That team is growing. But you're looking for somebody.
Yes, we are. We definitely are. We're looking for somebody that can be a property manager, somebody that has a great communication skills, basic understanding of accounting practices, and is very comfortable with working with computers and new technology.
Okay, perfect. The best way to get us a resume or to inquire about what that would entail is just shoot us your name and number to info@kenmoreteam.com. Or you can go to our website, hit contact us. You get it over to one of us, we'd be glad to talk to you about that. But very excited to add next level and the next layer to the property management division. RJ, thanks for those tips about the pets. We're a pet owner myself, and so we know it's hard out there when you go to be looking. And so thank you for helping the tenants with where to look and some of those tips today, and then also helping owners protect their investment, making it work for both parties.
Yeah, very grateful to be here. Thank you.
And we will be right back here next week.
Right here on News Talk 870.